Hello, Ms. Hart.
Hi,
Ms. Hart. My name's Alexa. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to your inquiry about the NEC baby formula lawsuit. How are you doing today? Yeah, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC lawsuit?
Yes, you said what, ma'am? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC baby formula lawsuit?
Should I?
Well, let me ask you this. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And was, what was the injured, or your loved one diagnosed with?
NEC.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am, I haven't.
Okay. 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 And are you the mother of the infant who was harmed by NEC?
Yes.
Formula? Okay. Is your loved one still living?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Okay. And is it for your daughter or for your son?
For my son.
For your son, okay. And is your son over 18?
No.
No, okay. Are you and your son residents of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your son's gestational age at birth?
He was 3 pounds, 10 ounces.
Okay. And do you know how many weeks along you were when he was born?
I was 31 weeks.
Okay. Okay. Now, was your son diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did you leave and come back?
While he was in the hospital.
Okay. And what is his date of birth?
9/24/15.
Okay. And what is your son's age right now?
He's 9.
9, okay. Okay. Now, what injuries did your son sustain?
Sparring and sepsis in the intestines.
Oh, I'm so sorry for everything he went through.
It's okay.
And do you have any medical records showing proof of diagnosis or injuries?
Yes.
Okay. And what date was your son diagnosed?
The date, 10/8/2015.
Okay. 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 And was your son diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or fortifier?
No.
Okay. How long after being fed the formula or fortifier was your son diagnosed with NEC?
How long?
Yeah.
13 days, I believe.
Okay. And what hospital or facility was your son diagnosed at?
Forest General Hospital.
You said Forest General Hospital? Okay. And is that in Hattiesburg, Mississippi?
Yes.
Okay, so 6051 US 49, Hattiesburg, Missouri. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And the hospital that he was diagnosed at was the same hospital he was born at, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Do you remember what brand of formula was used?
Similac formula.
Similac, okay. And do you have his birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay. And then this is for the HIPAA compliant medical record release forms. Can you please confirm your child's gender for me?
He's a male, a
Okay.
boy.
And what is his first name?
Cody with a
Is
K.
okay. Oh, I love that. So KODY.
Yes.
Okay. Does he have a middle initial?
L.
L. Okay. And then what is Cody's last name?
Adams.
Okay. ADAMS. Okay. So just to verify, his first name is KODY. His middle initial is L. Okay. And then last name is ADAMS.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And what is Cody's social security number?
It's 114-75-9884.
I have 114-75-9884.
Correct.
Okay. And then I have your first name as Venhula. Is it VONJULA?
Yes.
Okay. And how do I pronounce that? I probably mispronounced that. How do you pronounce your name?
It's
Vangela? Oh, that's beautiful. Okay.
Thank you.
And then I have your last name as Hart, HART.
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have a middle initial as well?
It's S.
S. Okay. So just to verify, I have your first name as VONJULA. Okay. Middle initial S.
Yes.
Okay. And then last name HART.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then can you please confirm your gender for me?
It's female.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
And what is your social?
My social is 427-75-7918.
Okay, I have 427-75-7918.
Correct.
Okay, and your date of birth?
6/1/93.
Okay, 6/1/1993.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your email as your first name, last name, 741@gmail.com. Is that still current?
Yes.
Okay. So just to clarify, it's VONJULAHART 741@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. And then this phone number that we're speaking on, the 601-549-5856, is this the best phone number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay. And is it your cell phone, your home phone?
My cell phone.
Okay. And when being contacted, would you prefer a phone call, text, or an email first?
Email.
Email? Okay. When is the best time of day to reach you? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon's fine.
And what is your home address?
It's 34 Shears, Shears Road, apartment 46, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39402.
I'm going to read that back to you to make sure I have it correct. Bear with me. Let me just capitalize that. Okay. So I have 34 Shears Road, and that's Shears Road.
Correct.
Apartment 46 in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39402.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, do you have any official documents to show that you are the power of attorney for your son?
What kind of document?
You know what? That's a good question. Let me see. Let me ask my supervisor what would suffice. Okay, bear with me. Let me get that information. I'm going to put you on a quick hold, okay? I'll be right
Okay.
back.